Chavis. Now the Mishnah says, Kate said, Narim Mala Bechor, how do you get away if you know your animal is pregnant the first time and you're afraid maybe it'll be a Zorcha, be a Bechor, you want to get away, it shouldn't have Kedushas Bechor, you want to give it another Kedush that you could use it and not have to give it to a Kain. So if you have Kesed Marimim Ala Bechor, Nivakeris, if you have your behemoth that's pregnant, Shoysim Uberis, and it's the first time, Saima, the owner has a right to say this, Masha Bemeyeho Shelzu, what's inside the stomach, the fetus here, im zoch, if it's a zoch, I want it to be oila, korban oila right now. The locher is yold the zoch, because verse to a zoch, yakriv oila. It doesn't have kedushas bechor, because kedushas bechor is only chal when it comes out from the rechem. Here, since when it was a fetus inside, he gave it kedushas oila, so once that kedushas chal, a kedushas bechor is not chal on it. So maybe you could use it for your korban oila. V'im nekeva, now you speak out, let's say what's inside the mother's stomach is going to be in a keva, then you want it to be Zivche Shlomim. So Gemara is going to talk about, the Chur won't be worried about a Bechor. If it's in the cave, it's not a Bechor. So Gemara says, this part of the Mishnah means stomach case. Let's say you have a Chattis. So you say, what's inside it? If it's in the cave, it should be a Shlomim. Because Tam the Lachur is Vlad Chattis is Lemisazla. So you want to save yourself that the Vlad should not be Lemisa, so you makdish it right now to make it into Shlomim. That's the Lachur. Yold in the cave, if it gives birth to in the cave, Tikor Shlomim, you have a right to bring it for Shlomim. What about if somebody says like this? He has again his pregnant bechor, a pregnant animal the first time giving birth. So he makes it tonight. Im zocher oila. If what's inside this fetus is a zocher, so instead of being a bechor, I want it to be a korban oila right now. V'im nekeva, if it's in a keva right now, ziv cheshlam, I want it to be a shlamim, senech nami. Yod is zocher nekeva. So let's say gives birth to both. So a zocher is yakriv oila. V'im nekeva, the kor shlamim, both kedushas of takachal. What's going to be Yod Shnei Zechorim? Let's say the guy gives birth, the behemoth gives birth to two Zechorim. Zechem Mehem Yakov Oila. One of them is a Korban Oila. Because you were only Makriv one for the Oila. And we are Shnei the second one, Yimorcha Lechai V'Oila. You have the right to sell it to people that need a Korban Oila. For Dom of Chulun, and the money belongs to you. So why is the second one Chal? Like Rashi says, because really, Ashneim Chal Kedushas Oila. Da'komrim Zocha Yayela. Mashma, that everything in there should have a Kedushas Oila. But only one is really to be brought, because the net was only to bring one. So if both have kedushas, you have to sell to people that need a korban oila. What's going to be yod shnei nekevis? Let's say the pregnant behemoth gave birth to two nekevis. Sach the same svara, and you said they should be shlamim. So you only made a net to bring one. Sach has meam tikor shlamim. One of them tak is brought for korban shlamim. For yashni, and the second one timocher, you have to sell it again. Like Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara Mestoma. That some type of a chiyuv to give it to Hegdish it has, because you're meant to be Makdish Yabatur Shlomim. Just one you have to bring, and one is Hashni, the second one, Timorcha, still at Lechai Vishon, someone that needs a Karm Shlomim, for Domea Chulin, the money remains Chulin. What's going to be Yold, the Tumtum Vyadrugnis? Let's say the behemoth gives birth to a Tumtum Vyadrugnis, you have a suffix, whether it's a Zohar or an Ish, a Zohar or a Keva, where either it's covered up there, or you have both Simonim, so Rishim Gimel Leimer, ain't Kedusha Chalalein, there's no Kedusha at all, they have no Kedusha, Tumtim Vadrugnish can't be Makdishtim, no Kedusha is Chal at all, not Zohar, not Shlomim, and not a Bechor. Tadig Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Muta Lahato Mum Bechor, you have a heter to put a Mum into this Bechor, when it's still in the mother's stomach, Kredim Shios La'av Oilim, before it comes out, before it has this Kedusha, so you let him make a mum in it. It's not called matam mum bekachim, because the bechor first gets his kedusha when it comes out of the rechem. So before it comes out of the rechem, if you put your hands inside there and make a slit in its lip or in its ear, so you smutter to do this, and then when it comes out, it has no kedusha. You don't have to be makrit for carbon. Tanan, or else in the game is manazeh, you don't have to wait till it comes about mum. You could use it right away. Tanan, we learn like this. Oyim erodem, it says in the Mishnah, a person should say, Masha b'meyeh shelzu, what's inside the stomach, the fetus inside it, oyla should be covered oyla. Is oyla in, shlamim loy, mashma, you only have a right to make the vlad inside a korban oyla, and you have no right to make it into shlamim. If it's a zoch, you have no right to make it into shlamim. What's the reason why? Because it's supposed to be kula kodesh. So by making it into a shlamim, part of it you're using for yourself, it's like you'd be mafsid kachim. So therefore, you have no right to make it into shlomim, you have to make it into an oila. If so, the question is, v'yartamat, you want to tell me, demotas matla migdushosai? So what right do you have to right now make a mum on this fetus, the chur you're taken away from kachim? Kachim will have nothing from it. Madach in the Mishnah we say you can't even make it into a shlamin, but you're supposed to make it into an oila, because it's supposed to go kul Hashem. The Rashi says, "Hoyu bekol hi sharo lishnui kedusha bechor." Avos shlam the kedusha is kali hi also lishnui lechachila. You can't take be mishana from kedushas bechor to shlamin because it's a kalos. So for sure you should not be allowed to make it into a balmum. So we're into Zvak Poshit. Omolach Rav Yehuda, Hani, Mila Bizman Shah Besim Mitzvah Kayim. When does the Mishnah say that Besim Mitzvah Kayim? It's supposed to be brought for good carbon. So then you only have a right to change it into an oilah, not into a shlamim. But Ki Kamina no, when does Rav Yehuda say Zalacho, Bizman Azeh, not Lechaz like Rav, is not fit for Krover anyway. So if we're allowed to be Matlamum today, Fredi Mori Bizman Azeh, Malamenuch, what's the Chidish, Chur Pshita? Samur says, no, mother time, I would have thought to say, Nigzah still make a gzerum, not to be matlamum before it comes out, because then we have to be afraid, maybe nofek roiv roishayim, maybe first roiv of the head would come out, and then it's called the b'chor and has kedusha, and then there'll be an avera to be matlamum, because shod to be a mumah, and you'll be put a mum inside it, so I would have thought to say, make a gzerum even before, right afterwards, kamashmala, we don't make a gzerum. For the Gemara, why not? V'yei mochen astakasel, v'yei mochen ami. Versus afilu hochi, you're better off this way, because if you can let it stay around Sholem, then you're going to have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. You may come to be over the Aver, you may work with it, maybe over Giza Bavida on the Bechor. So therefore, rather than being over the Yis of Giza Bavida on the Bechor, we would rather you Bizman Azeh be Mat Lamum in it before it comes out. So then it has no Kedusha, then there's no Issa to be over Giza Bavida. Rather than stop letting the Bechor come out, let it have its Kedusha, then you have to be afraid you can't use it right now. You can't be able to work with it or shear off the wool. So it's better to be Matlamum first, in order not to be afraid, maybe you'll be over there very late of Giza Bevoida. Even though you should Beshashi be Matl the Mum, maybe there's a possibility you first be Matl the Mum after it comes out. That we're not afraid about, you'll have to watch yourself carefully. Then it says, Nemish Nim Nikevo Zivche Shlom. If what comes out is Nikevo, you want to be Shlom. For the Gemara Nikevo, what do you worry about is Nikevo? Miko Kitchu Bechor, the Mishnah Song Malachura, how do you save yourself from Kedushas Bechor? So it should only be a problem, it's going to be a Zachor, it's going to be in a cave that has no Kedushas Bechor anyway. So what are you worried about? So the Gemara says, save fast till the behemoth the Hegdish. To save for this part is talking about, what Tom Rashi explains, where it's a Chattis. The Lachor is that the Chattis gives birth, so Vlad Chattis is Lemisozlo. So you want to save yourself, they should not have a din of lemisazlo. And we're going according to Man Yama, the Kedusha is not chal when it's inside. It's first chal the Kedusha of Vlad Chattis when it's born. So here, before it's born, the Yetzer is be makdashit for Shlomim. So therefore, when it comes out, it doesn't have Kedusha's Chattis on it, so it will not be lemisa. So that's the Chiddush here, you could be making it into a Shlomim before it comes out, and then it will not be lemisa. Then the Sefer says, Yoldish Nezachorim. I'm reading where it says, I behemes tehegdish hech diak de shoylo leheder oylo idoch nevi butishose di ima. Like if we're talking about again that the mother, let's say, was a korban oylo, the mother had son kedusha, so the son gives birth now to two kids. So the first one, taka, is kodesh the way you made it. But the second one should be kodesh after its mother. If it's talking about let's say a chattis, the second one should have a kedusha chattis. How do you say now you can sell the domim? The second one should automatically have a kedusha if it's coming out of the mother. That's a carbon. So Gemara says no. Seif, I'll tell you, it's talking about osin again the behemah schulin. And echnami, the seif is talking about a behemah schulin, and you're only worried about a bechor. So if the lachriv, the first one that comes out has a kedusha oiler on it, and the second one doesn't have a kedusha oiler on it, it's really like chulin. You just have to sell it for the domim. You just have to sell it that the behemah should be used for chulin, for an oila, and the money is chulin. So nechlami comes out the first case of the mishnah is chulin, and the last case is chulin. Just the middle case, right in the keva, that's where the mother was a chattis, and you want to save it not to have a din of vlad chattis. So that's the etzah to be makdish to vlad before it comes out. So it's not called the vlad chattis anymore, but rather it has its own kedushas shlamim. Therefore, will not be lemisa ozlo. Yoda tuntiv andrugnis. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah, now we had one. The Mishnah had said that Yolda Tumta V'Yadrugnis, that if it's born now, or Tumta V'Yadrugnis, or Shimon Gamliel says it has no Kedusha at all. Ain't Kedusha Chalal.